I want to read a poem that's a tiny bit longer because I'm going to read another poem that has the same subject a little later, a recent poem. This poem is called Rotten Angel, and it is the angel of death in Jewish lore, Malach HaMoved. In my house in Pennsylvania, there's a little island down the river. I imagine myself in this poem being buried there, a place where nobody comes. It's underwater vegetation, eerie and ugly, despicable, a weed place. And I started the poem in Athens. I saw one of those vases with Hermes, was the god of Hermes in Greek mythology, in Greek religion, is the one who leads you into the next world. That's one of his functions. And I saw these urns with the ashes in them, well, ashes once were in them, with a legend, you know, this is Hermes leading so-and-so into the next world. I started with a kind of filled poem, Hermes-oriented. I finally found it when I remembered the Malach HaMoved, who was my angel of death, Jewish angel. The Greeks are, I don't want to offend anybody, you know, you're supposed to love all, the Greeks are kind of cheap. They make their gods do all kinds of different functions. I mean, Hermes had to be a messenger, and he had to be a guide to the dead, whereas the Jews specialize. They have angels that do this, and except that it's balanced somewhere else. It's balanced in that the Greeks have many gods, and so they're liberal there, and the Jews at least used to have just one. So it's called Rotten Angel. Rotten Angel. My friends still of this world follow me to the bottom of the river, tripping over roots and cutting themselves on the dry grass. They are all over on the left side, drinking beer and crying, and I am there by myself waiting for the rotten angel. For my sake, it hasn't rained for 20 days, and all the old jetties are showing up again in the water. I can reach my arms up into the second row of branches and pull down clumps of dead leaves and barrel hoops. I finally find my clearing and fall down in the dirt, exhausted from 30 minutes of fighting for air. I put an X on the ground and start marking off a place for the gravel, the rhododendron and the iron bird. My friends stand above me, a little bored by my death and a little tired of the flies and the sad ritual. How I would love it if I could really be buried here, a mile away from my house, in this soft soil. I think the state could do this for me. They could give me a few feet of earth. They could make an exception. I tell you, it really matters. And all that talk about so many cents worth of fat and so many grams of water is really just fake humility. I would hate being dusted on the ocean or put in a drawer for perpetuity. I want to be connected with life as long as possible. I want to disappear slowly, as gruesome as that sounds. So there is time for those who want to see me in my own light and get an idea of how I made my connections and what I looked at and dreamed about and what the river smelled like from this island and how the grackle sounded when they landed in the polished trees and how the truck sounded charging up 611, carrying the culture of Philadelphia into the mountains and how the angel must have gasped as he swam back to the shore, and how he must have dipped his head in the green water to escape the gnats swarming after him in the dirty sunlight, a million miles from his New York and his Baltimore and his Boston.